This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's a supply-demand story that does not end with supply chain problems. We've talked cars on the show a time or two in the past, maybe 5-6 months now, both new and used. Demand has been huge. Supply has been lacking. Prices have done what prices do in those circumstances. But now the supply of used cars, at least, is back to normal. That's according to Manheim Consulting, which keeps tabs on that market. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has the story.
As anyone who's looked for a used car lately can probably tell you, there have not been many options. Jonathan Smoke, an economist at Cox Automotive, says inventory was especially low in April, 30% below what it was in 2019.
But in recent weeks, we've seen inventory tick up and we've seen the sales pace slow. So as a result, we're about back to normal.
One of the main reasons why?
High prices of used cars have brought a lot of cars out of the woodwork.
Sam Fiorani is at Auto Forecast Solutions.
People who have second or third or fourth cars are getting rid of them to cash in on the high prices.
And dealerships are making very enticing offers to people who trade in used cars right now.
In a lot of cases, people are actually making money on their used vehicles, and that has not happened in years.
Carla Balow is president and CEO of the Center for Automotive Research. She says demand has also cooled a bit because prices are so high.
Consumers have very limited choice right now. Inflation has gone up in many other areas of their lives. So if you don't need to buy a car, now is not the best time to do it.
But things could get better for buyers soon, according to Jonathan Smoke at Cox Automotive, now that supply and demand are a bit more in line.
I believe that we're likely looking at the peak of retail prices this month in July.
Because, he says, retail prices for used cars follow wholesale prices, and wholesale prices dropped in June, and again in the first half of July. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.